Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Shortly before 11 a.m. this morning, Buffalo police received a call of a rescue here at the Sewer Authority pumping station located on Bird Island. Car crews responded and were informed that a private contractor had fallen into a well, which is extremely deep, at the site. Buffalo police and Buffalo fire responded. ADI was summoned, and based on information preliminarily received, the system here connects itself eventually to the Niagara River. Our underwater rescue and recovery team, as well as the Coast Guard, was dispatched here as a precaution, and a rescue was underway. At this point, I can tell you that the rescue operation has turned into a recovery operation, and at this point, Buffalo Fire is in charge of that phase. I'll let Commissioner Rinaldo speak about that.
Commissioner.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Yes, as Captain Rinaldo just alluded to, yes, we're transitioning now from a search and rescue operation to a recovery operation based on all the information we have to date.
What was the guy doing in this, if he's an outside contractor, can you explain what was he doing and why was this well open that he had the, you know, was he working on the well?
As you said, he was a private contractor for the Buffalo Sewer Authority, yes. Exactly what he was doing at the time he fell under the well, not sure at this time. He did have a vest on. He was not anchored at the time that he fell into the well. Once he fell into this confined space, it's a very intricate intake system that meanders into a lot of different areas, so it's a very difficult process to find out exactly where he could have been. And we took all our steps, every step imaginable to locate him. We're hoping he was in an area of safe refuge, but at this point we don't believe that's the case, and once again we're in recovery mode.
Is there anything the public should know at this point in time regarding just places to avoid, or is it kind of contained in an area where, you know, you guys don't have to worry about traffic coming through or anything?
Not at all. This is a contained site, a secure site on the sewage treatment grounds, so there's no danger at all of any civilians wandering into this area at all.
What about the hazards of your own officers or divers trying to go in there to retrieve?
Once again, as Captain Rinaldo said, under Buffalo PD, underwater recovery team is here, Buffalo Fire Rescue, Swift Water Team, a lot of other assets are on the scene as well. At this point, there's no plan on entering the water at any time. Actually, the URT is here for Buffalo Fire's safety. So once again, unless it's absolutely necessary, nobody's going to be entering the water at this point.
How big of a drop is it from the top to the bottom of the well? How many feet?
We're told approximately 15 feet. And then after the surface of the water, the depth of the water at that point where he fell in is about 30 to 35 feet.
One or two more. Connected to the river, you said. So
eventually, it's connected to the river. Yes. Once again, it's a complicated system, a very intricate sewer system, And eventually, yes, it does lead into the river.
So there was some sort of undertow or current that drew him?
The water does move very quickly. Yes, the flow of the water, yes. That's why once he fell into that area, you know, he could have moved into a lot of different directions. And very quickly.
Can you explain? So there's a well and he fell into the well?
We're calling it a well. I mean, that's the terminology the sewer authority folks use. Sure. Yes, well, the well leads to the intake system.
Okay.
Yes.
So he was up and he somehow falls in, right?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
Is part of this recovery happening? Is any of it happening in the rivers? Anything happening at the sewer authority? Where are you guys concentrated right now?
It's happening right on the sewer authority grounds right now.
One more question. Anything else?
The rescue and recovery of this situation differ at all from other situations you're accustomed to training with?
Well, once again, we use the term search and rescue, meaning, yes, we think that we can find a person, you know, hopefully alive. Yes, and once we've exhausted that, and we look at all the facts, and the facts at this point to transitioning to a recovery period.
How did you put any boats in? Why didn't any boats go in?
No, there was no opportunity. There was no place to put a boat in. There's a certain access points to the intake system, you know, and no, it's not feasible.
I'm sorry if you had mentioned this.
From that intake goes to the river. Is it right there or?
No. There's hundreds of feet, and it goes in several different directions. And between that and the river is also a turbine area as well. So
I'm sorry if you had mentioned this already, Bill. But when
you don't think the person stopped.
There was a chance that the individual could have got snagged on something. He did have a rope, which wasn't anchored to anything, and he had a vest, not a life vest, but a vest. So there was a hope that he could have got snagged on something as soon as he fell into the well. But unfortunately, that doesn't appear to be the case.
How much time passed when it went from a search and rescue until it became a recovery? Was it an hour, 2 hours?
Yes. Actually, we just transitioned to a recovery within the last half hour, and the incident came in a little after 11.
Bobby, last one.
Can you just describe the conditions of the rescue itself? Is it treacherous? Is it, you know, I mean, what kind of conditions are you facing?
Well, to be honest, none of our folks, nobody from fire or from the Buffalo Police actually entered the water, so at no time were we in any danger. So we're in the standby mode, we're in the planning mode, waiting to see how everything unfolded. Correct.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, if we can ask, obviously 3 years ago we were all here for another kind of rescue, but it sounds like nobody's in the water, it's very different. Can you talk about that?
As you said, nobody's in the water at this point, and okay. There's no plans of anyone entering the water.
Could that happen? I mean, I know there are concerns about it.
We're not going to put anyone in any type of danger if we're in a recovery operation. No, not at all.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.